Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyres, Daf Chof. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis, on the 12th line, with the words HaShachot Mutter. HaShachot Mutter, Tanait Debei Rabbianai, Loishneir Ben Chai Ben Shachot, Ben Torim Ben Balmum, V'leid Mila Tanan Chai V'Loishachot, begin Nisni Debasa HaBachor, Moichanoise Tomim Chai U'Balmum Chai V'Shachot. The Mishnah taught about the Maisa Behema, one may not sell it alive and unblemished, nor blemish whether alive or slaughtered, and one may not use it to betray the woman. Now the Mishnah implies that an unblemished animal could be sold slaughtered, but this is not true, so why did the Mishnah specifically mention alive? As it wanted to contrast it to the latter case of Bechor, where it may be sold alive, unblemished, or if blemished, both alive or slaughtered. Abba Bar Yaakov, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ne'ema kan le'yigal, ve'ne'ema b'chal me'a kaihanim le'yimacher, le'yigal, ma le'yigal ha'ne'ema b'chal me'a kaihanim, e'ne le'nimkav le'nigal, af le'yigal ha'ne'ema kan, e'ne le'nimkav le'nigal, and then we add the words, abba b'chal ne'ema le'tifte. Abba Bar Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Pasuk says here about Ma'aseh Behema in Vayikra Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it shall not be redeemed, and it says about items devoted to the Kohanim in Vayikra Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Chof Ches, it shall not be sold and it shall not be redeemed. Just as the it shall not be redeemed that was said about items devoted to the Kohanim may not be sold or redeemed, so too the it shall not be redeemed that was said here in Ma'aseh Behema means it may not be sold or redeemed. However, concerning a Bechor, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, however, a firstborn ox or a firstborn sheep or a firstborn goat shall not be redeemed, but it may be sold. Rabbi Yaakov, Jeremiah, Bar Koime, Rabbi Yossi, Klum Ksiv Bechor, Loisifter, Bebal Mum, Klum Ksiv Bechai, I should say. Rabbi Yaakov of the south asked Rabbi Yossi, the Pasuk about Bechor only said do not redeem about a slaughtered animal. So how did you learn about a live animal and a blemished animal that it may be sold? Ma'aseh Behema lechilka ha'Torah ben chai ben shachut ben tam ben balmum. The answer is in Ma'aseh Behema, the Torah did not differentiate between alive or slaughtered and between unblemished and blemished, and Bechor is compared to Ma'aseh Behema. Ein mekadshin ba'aseh isha, aval mekadshin begidim ratzamos v'koronav v'talafiv. One may not use Ma'aseh Behema to betroth a woman, but one may betroth with its sinews, its bones, its horns, and its hooves. Amr Blaza, Mipnei Shekasa by Bracha. Blaza says the reason that it's permitted is because the Torah described it as a blessing. Yikadosh Rebasarai, the Gemara asks why not learn from there that one could also betroth using its flesh. Amr Bioisi, Klum Lamdu Ma'aseh Elami, Chami Kohanim, Mai Chami Kohanim, Emekachim Bahen Esa Isha, Afkol HaKodshim, Emekachim Bahen Esa Isha. Rabbi Yossi answered that the Ma'aseh is learned from items devoted to the Kohanim. Just as those items may not be used to betroth the woman, so too with all Kodshim. The Gemara asks, well, if so, he should not betroth with sinews, bones, horns, and hooves. And the answer is that they are permitted because the Torah described them as a blessing. Rav Yudin asked the question, if a person said to a woman, draw me this Ma'aseh Behema that you'll be betrothed to me through it after it's slaughtered, since he's able to slaughter it, is she betrothed immediately or only after slaughtering? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Baba bar Mamal, ha'goin of Ma'aseh Behema shel chaveiroi imhaya kayem machzir lei be'inoi ochlei masha ochel ochel. Rav Zeira, quoting Abba bar Mamal, said, one who steals someone's Ma'aseh Behema, if it's still intact, he has to return it. If he already ate it, it's eaten, and there's nothing to be done, since it belonged to Hashem rather than the owner. Rav Elazar b'shem Rabbi Mana, Ein oimelai shiyitain. Rav Elazar, quoting Rav Mana, says, even if it's intact, he's not told to return it, since it's not the owner's property. Milsa, I should say, Amar, Pachis mishava putta, Ein oimelai shiyitain. According to this, if a person stole less than the value of a putta, which is not considered money, therefore he's not told to return it. Rechinna said that this is when it wasn't worth a putter at the time of theft, but if it was and it then depreciated in value, he's told to return it. Rabbi Pazi, quoting Rabbi Levi, said it's specifically a live, unblemished bechor that may be sold, but not once it's slaughtered, as at that point it belongs to Hashem. Taman Taninan Hamakadesh בחלקי בקודשי קדושים ובקודשים קלים אינה מקודשת. The Mishnah Maseches Kedushin says if a person betrothed with his portion of kodshim or kodshim kalim, she is not betrothed. And if he betrothed with Ma'aseh Sheni, according to Meir, whether inadvertently or intentionally, it's not a valid betrothal. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was done inadvertently, it's valid. Intentionally, it's not valid. And then we add the following eight words to the Gersa. Rabbi Lazar Oimer Debi Akol, Rabbi Yochan Oimer Machlekes. Rabbi Lazar said that the first statement of the Mishnah about Kodshim follows all opinions, means both with Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as all agree that he has used something that does not belong to him to betroth, and Rabbi Yochan said it falls into the same dispute. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi, Rabbi Yehuda Yolif Kol Hakodesh Mibachor, Kol Hektish Mibachor, Ma Bachor Makadshim Baisa Isha, Afa Kodshim, Makadshim Baisa Isha, Rabbi Meir Yolif Kol Hakodshim Masa Behema, Ma Masa Behema, E Makadshim Baisa Isha, Af Kol Hakodshim, E Makadshim Bahen Esa Isha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said that Rabbi Yehuda learned all kodshim from Bechor. Just as Bechor may be used to betroth, so too all kodshim may be used. Rabbi Meir learns all kodshim from Masa Behema. Just as Masa Behema may not be used to betroth, so too all kodshim may not be used. Mechal Feshud said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Tamanu Oimer ben Chai ben Shochut, Vachahu Omar, Chai velo Shochut. The Gemara asked the question, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi seems to have switched. There in Kedushin he said, whether it is alive or even slaughtered, it can be used for Kedushin. But here in Ma'aseh Sheni he said only if it's alive, not slaughtered. Taman b'shem Garmei v'acha b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi. The answer is there he was speaking for himself. Here he's quoting Rav Shua ben Levi. V'afilu tein mekan v'kan b'shem Garmei b'mekadosh b'chai v'roi l'pol loy shuvtei la'acha shrita. You could even say that both were said in his own name. That Mishnah refers to when he betrothed when it was alive, and his portion means the portion that he would get after it was slaughtered. Ma time of Rav Shua ben Levi, Ravasom Yelecha Kechazer Tenufa. What's the Rav Shua ben Levi's reason? The Pasuk says about a slaughtered Bechor in Bamidbar Yudches, Perk Pasuk Yudches, and their flesh shall be for you like the breast of waving that may not be used to betroth. Ma time of Rav Yudan ben Pazi, Yelecha Afil La'ach Shechita. What's Rav Yudan ben Pazi's reason? Because the Pasuk says, shall be for you, and that means even after slaughtering. How does the Rav Shua ben Levi use it? It teaches not to compare it to a toida sacrifice that can only be eaten for a day and night, but rather to a shlomim that can be eaten for 2 days and 1 night.